الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace and send his salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, we will initiate the discussion, wa alaykum salam, this morning on a brand new surah. By Allah's grace, we have covered already Fatiha, Kahf, Baqarah, Al-Imran, Nisa, and Ma'idah. And today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we begin the discussion on the Surah Al-An'am, which is in the seventh juz of the Qur'an. Basically, we're still obviously using the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di, rahimahullah. Tafsir al-Kareem al-Rahman fi tafsiri kalami al-Mannan. Taban, the word An'am can be translated in many different ways. You will find that some will translate it as livestock, and some will translate it as cattle, right? And there's a reason for that variation. Even linguistically in English, they differentiate between livestock and cattle and so on and so forth. I remember there was a discussion by one of the brothers about what kind of animals fall under livestock and what fall under cattle and so on and so forth. Ala kulli hal, we won't differ inshallah. So the first ayah of the surah, after saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. All praise is due to Allah, who created the heavens and the earth and made the darkness and the light. Then those who disbelieve equate others with their Lord. The Shaykh rahimahullah says in the tafsir of this particular ayah, so make sure that this is right, wait. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورَ صح. نعم. So the Shaykh says rahimahullah, هذا إخبار عن حمده هذا إخبار عن حمده the bag. هذا إخبار عن حمده والثناء عليه بصفات الكمال جزاك الله خير ونعوت العظمة والجلال عموما. This is Allah Azza wa Jal basically informing us about His praise and how to praise Him with the perfect attributes and the most beautiful descriptions of majesty overall. وعلى هذه المذكورات خصوصا. So and then these particular things which Allah Azza wa Jal should be praised for. So generally Allah is praised for His qualities and perfection, and particularly for creating the heavens and the earth and making the darkness and the light. فحمد نفسه على خلقه السماوات والأرض. He praised Himself for having created the heavens and the earth. الدالة على كمال قدرته وسعة علمه ورحمته وعموم حكمته. The creation of the heavens and the earth is indicative of Allah's ultimate or absolute omnipotence and the vastness of His knowledge and His mercy and the encompassing nature of His wisdom. وانفراده بالخلق والتدبير. And Him or He being single-handedly responsible of creating and arranging the affairs. وَعَلَى جَعْلِهِ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. And He also praised Himself for having created the darkness, the darknesses, even though some say it's not an English word, you cannot pluralize darkness, and the light. وَذَلِكَ شَامِلٌ لِلْحِسِّيِّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كَالْلَيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ. And that indicates, or that suggests, or that includes the tangible darkness and light, like the night and the day and the sun and the moon, right? والمعنوي, and the abstract, كظلمات الجهل والشك والشرك والمعصية والغفلة, like the darkness of ignorance and doubt and associating partners with Allah and sinfulness and heedlessness and so on and so forth. ونور العلم والإيمان واليقين والطاعة, and the light of iman, of faith, and certainty and obedience. So both ظلمات النور indicate what you see, like a dark room and a lit room, and the non-tangible or the intangible, which is the abstract, the darkness of ignorance versus the light of tawheed, things like that. هذا وهذا كله يدل دلالة قاطعة أنه تعالى هو المستحق للعبادة. All of this, however, has a clear-cut evidence that it is only He who is worthy of worship. وإخلاص الدين له, and that the religion should be sincere to Him. ومع هذا الدليل ووضوح البرهان, yet in spite of this evidence and the clarity of the proof, ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون, then those who disbelieve, they equate others with Allah. أي يعدلون به سواه, they equate others with Him. يسوونهم به في العبادة والتعظيم, they equate them with Allah in terms of worship and magnification. مع أنهم لم يساووا الله في شيء من الكمال, even though those they are worshiping with Allah did not compare, they're not comparable unto Allah in terms of perfection. وهم فقراء عاجزون ناقصون من كل وجه, yet and in fact they are poor and they are incapable and deficient in every way, shape and form. These other objects of worship that they worship with Allah. And this is true. The kuffar, even though they know in their fitrah, in their natural disposition, deep, deep, deep inside, they know that there's only one God. But then they come up with all these false deities which they worship along with Allah. Some religions are worse than others in inventing new gods. Hindus are wild because they have so many of them. Christians are second, as far as I'm concerned, personally, my opinion, I could be wrong, are second to the Hindus and the number of gods that they have made. The Jews, not really. Some of them said Uzair is the son of Allah, and they mainly disbelieve because of rejecting the Prophet ﷺ and attributing to Allah qualities which don't befit His majesty, like Allah being racist and only loving the Jews, and that He's their God only, and blah blah blah, things of this sort, and saying that Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, got tired after He created the heavens and the earth, and things like that, which you find in the Torah, that you find in the Torah. The Christians, depending on the denominations, are next. The Catholics are among the worst, because the Catholics have so many saints who they pray to. Saint Christopher and Saint Patrick and Saint, all these saints have a role to play. One for travel and one for, I don't know what, safety, protection. They have assigned a saint for a problem, and they often have these pictures in their homes, you know, on the walls, of the saint who very often has a child on his lap. Don't ask why. But there's a relationship between the molestation, I guess, and these pictures. No one knows. But I mean, that's what I sense. Because until now, the priests have kids on their laps. All over the world. The worst child molesters in the world are the priests. Which is a very strange fact. Every single church, they've hundreds of cases, and they still fight for these people and this and that, because they went against the fitrah of Allah, or they want to live the life of celibacy. You cannot get married. What if you cannot get married? You have some needs which you will wind up abusing wrongfully. This is exactly what you do, what happened when you don't go by the rule of Allah. Al-Muhim, the Christians have many gods as well, and they make him equal with Allah. They make him equal to us, specifically Jesus. Now, Jesus, who is God and the Son of God and so many different things in one. It's just like a all-in-one for them. Alhamdulillah, Islam doesn't have all this nonsense, you know. You have Allah, and then you have the rest of the creation, and the rest of the creation is in need of Allah, and there's no one equal to Allah, including the prophets and the messengers, who need Allah the most. Done. Done. Teach it to any 5-year-old kid, understood. Try to teach him Trinity, tell me what he will understand. It won't register. It will go against the basic math he had been learning with the teacher in school. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. But they would tell him, no, it's equal 1. This is a special case. Nah. Al-Muhim, ayah number 2 reads, let me read it from the actual text now. هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون. A lot of idgham and ikhfa in this ayah. MashaAllah, for those learning tajweed, this is the ayah to memorize. طيب. The Shaykh rahimahullah, before the Shaykh, let's read the English equivalent of that. It is He who created you from clay, then decreed a term and a specified time known to Him. Then still you are in dispute. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, هو الذي خلقكم من طين وذلك بخلق مادتكم وأبيكم آدم عليه السلام. So this is in reference to who? Adam. Are you made of clay? If you were, someone pushed you, you would break. صح? So this is in reference to who? The Asul. Adam was from clay before the soul was blown into him, and then he became flesh and bones and so on and so forth. ثُمَّ قَضَى أَجَلًا أَيْ ضَرْبٌ لِمُدَّةِ إقامتكم في هذه الدار أجلا ضرب لمدة إقامتكم في هذا الدار أجلا. So Allah Azza wa Jalla kind of decreed a duration of time in which you will reside upon this earth. تتمتعون به وتمتحنون. Huh? Be careful of the variation now and pronunciation of the diacritical signs so that you will get the meaning right. تتمتعون, you will enjoy yourselves. Huh? Meaning you will do the action. تُمْتَحَنُون is I'm trying to remember the English form. The passive. You have the active and the passive. You will be tested. You will be tested. مَبْدِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ لِلْنَائِفِ. But we know who it is. It's Allah Azza wa Jal who will test the people. So then you don't say تَمْتَحِنُون. If you say تَمْتَحِنُون, meaning you will examine others. Nah? تُمْتَحَنُون, you will be examined. You will be tested. نعم. وَتُبْتَلَوْن, again, بِمَا يُرْسَلُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِهِ أَوْ بِمَا يُرْسِلُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِهِ رُسُلُهُ. And you will be also tested with whatever his messengers will bring to you. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. All this so he will see which among you is the best in deeds. وَيُعَمِّرُكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكْرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. And he will give you a lifespan enough for the one who should be reminded to be reminded. The one who needs a reminder, you have enough, you've lived long enough to be reminded. If you die before puberty, then you don't have to worry about it, because it didn't apply to you and you didn't reach the age of discretion. Therefore, you're not liable in Islam. I think we should turn off the AC. Yeah, please. Ma'alish, I'm a little chilly today. Shukran, Abd al-Majid. Jazakallah khair. وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّنْ عِنْدَهُ هِيَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. And another destination with him, and that is the life to come. The last one. التي ينتقل العباد إليها من هذه الدار, which is the abode which all of the creation will move to after they're done spending their time in this life. فيجازيهم بأعمالهم من خير وشر. So Allah will recompense them based on their deeds, good and bad. ثم مع هذا البيان التام وقطع الحجة. And yet after this clear explanation and undeniable proof, أنتم تمترون أي تشكون في وعد الله ووعيده. Yet you still doubt. You still dispute. You doubt the promise of Allah and the threat of Allah. ووقوع الجزاء يوم القيامة. And you also doubt the taking place of the recompense on the day of resurrection. وذكر الله الظلمات بالجمع لكثرة موادها وتنوع طرقها. Allah mentioned darkness in the plural. Why? Why? Why darknesses and not darkness? Yeah, why ظلمات and not ظلمة? Yes, that's right. Because there are many different types of deviance. Sorry. But guidance is only one. There's one way to paradise. You think I chose that name by mistake, guys? Come on. Why do you think it's called One Way to Paradise? The actual slogan of the website is, you can be misguided in many ways. But if you are guided...
By chance?
Huh?
The name you chose to be created by chance?
What do you mean? No, not by chance. I mean, I looked into this idea and I came up with the thing. not by chance, like I woke up. And, of course, I investigated, but I didn't get it from anyone, alhamdulillah. The idea was, if you can be misguided in many ways, but if you are guided, then there's only one way to paradise. Which is real. Now, of course, many people don't like that. They say, no, there are many ways to paradise. There's the Naqshbandi way, and then there's this, you know, they give you the different tariqah of the Sufis. Say, no, wrong answer. Al-Muhim, so, لِكَثْرَةِ مَوَدْ يَتَنَوِعْ تُرُقْهَا. Because of the various types of darkness and the many different paths. وَوَحَّدَ النُّورِ لِكَوْنِ الصِّرَاطِ الْمُوصِلَّةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاحِدَةٌ لَا تَعَدُّدَ فِيهَا. Allahu Akbar. And he singled out, or he singled the nur, the light, because the path which leads to Allah is one, there are no variations in it. There are no multiplicity in it. It's only one way to paradise. وَهِيَ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُتَضَمِّنَةُ لِلْعِلْمِ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْعَمَلِ بِهِ. It can be summarized by the following understanding, having knowledge of the truth and acting upon it. That's it. Knowledge of the truth and acting upon it, implementing it. كما قال تعالى وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. Like Allah said in another ayah, and verily this is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow other paths which will mislead you from his path. Then ayah 3 reads, وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون. And he is Allah, the only deity in the heavens and the earth. He knows your secret and what you make public, and he knows that which you earn. The Shaykh rahimahullah said in the commentary on this ayah, أي هو وهو المألوه المعبود في السماوات وفي الأرض. What does that mean? It does not mean that Allah Azza wa Jal himself is in the heavens and the earth, because Allah cannot be encompassed by his creation, because he is greater than his creation. He is the creator of the creation. He is separated from his creation. He is above his creation. So the idea that Allah is everywhere is a bogus idea. It's a false belief. And to believe that Allah is encompassed by the heavens and the earth is also a false belief. So what does that mean? Huwa Allah. What does the word Allah mean? Anyways, who al-ilah, al-ilah, the deity. And what is deity? An object of worship. So he is al-ma'luh al-ma'bud. He is the one who is worshipped both in the heavens and the earth. By who? By the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth. Who inhabits the heavens? Malaika, the angels. And the earth, human beings and jinn. So he is the one who's worshipped both in the heavens and the earth. Huh? فأهل السماء والأرض متعبدون لربهم خاضعون لعظمته مستكنون لعزه وجلاله. So the inhabitants of the heaven and the earth are worshiping their Lord, submitting to His greatness and finding tranquility in His might and His majesty. الملائكة المقربون والأنبياء المرسلون, the close angels and the prophets who have been sent as messengers, والصديقون والشهداء والصالحون, and the صديقون and the martyrs and the righteous. وهو تعالى يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون. He knows your secret and that which you make public, and He knows what you earn. فاحذروا معاصيه, so be careful of disobeying Him. وارغبوا في الأعمال التي تقربكم منه, and seek the deeds which will get you nearer to Him. وتدنيكم من رحمته, and will get you closer to His mercy. واحذروا من كل عمل يبعدكم منه ومن رحمته. سبحان الله. And be careful of every deed which will push you away or distance you from Him and His mercy. We all need this reminder. Ayah 4 reads, وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. And no sign comes to them from the signs of their Lord, except that they turn away therefrom. The Shaykh said, هذا إخبار منه تعالى عن إعراض المشركين وشدة تكذيبهم وعداوتهم. Allah is informing us about the turning away of the polytheists and the extreme level of lying and enmity that they have. وأنهم لا تنفع فيهم الآيات حتى تحل بهم المثلات. And that no signs are beneficial for them until the punishment is sent upon them. فقال وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم. No sign from the signs of their Lord come to them. الدالة على الحق دلالة قاطعة, which is clear, a clear indication of the truth. الداعية لهم إلى اتباعه وقبوله, and it's inviting them to accept it and submit. إلا كانوا عنها معرضين لا يلقون لها بالا, except that they were in the state of turning away, they don't pay any attention to it. ولا يصغون لها سمعا, nor do they listen attentively. قد انصرفت قلوبهم إلى غيرها, their hearts have been turned towards something else. وولوها أدبارهم, and they gave it their backs, like they're not interested. فقد كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فسوف يأتيهم أنباء ما كانوا به يستهزئون. For they had denied the truth when it came to them, but there is going to reach them the news of what they used to ridicule. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. نعم, وَالْحَقُّ حَقَّهُ أَنْ يُتَّبَعَ. They denied the truth when it came to them, even though the right which the truth has over you is that you follow it. The truth has a right over you, that you follow it. وَيُشْكَرُ اللَّهُ عَلَى تَيْسِيرِهِ لَهُمْ. And they should, and Allah should be thanked for having facilitated that for them. وَإِتَانِهِمْ بِهِ and bringing that forth to them. فَقَابَلُوهُ بِضِدِّ مَا يَجِبُ مُقَابَلَتُهُ بِهِ فَاسْتَحَقُّ الْعِقَابَ الشَّدِيدِ. But they instead returned that favor with the opposite of what they were supposed to do, so they deserved the severe torment. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. So then, they will receive the news of what they used to mock and ridicule. أي فسوف يرون ما استهزأوا به أنه الحق والصدق. So they will come to see that which they were mocking is the actual truth. ويبين الله للمكذبين كذبهم وافترائهم. And Allah Azza wa Jal will make clear for the disbelievers or for the beliers their lies and their allegations. وكانوا يستهزئون بالبعث والجنة والنار. And the kuffar of Quraysh particularly used to mark three things, among many things obviously. They used to mark resurrection, huh? And they used to mark Jannah and Jahannam. Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 6. Huh? فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ قِيلَ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. So on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, it will be said then to those who used to lie and deny, this is the fire which you used to deny, which you used to be lying. Here, take it. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَأَقْسَمُ بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ. And they swore and they made an oath, the strongest of all they can afford, that Allah will not resurrect those who die. بَلَا وَعْدًا عَلَيِّ حَقًّا. Rather, nay, this is a promise upon Allah. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. However, most people do not know. لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي يَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ. So Allah make clear for them that which they differ about. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَاذِبِينَ. So those who disbelieved will know that they were liars. They were liars. Ayah 6.
ألم يروا كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من قرن مكناهم في الأرض ما لم نمكن لكم وأرسلنا السماء عليهم مدرارا وجعلنا الأنهار تجري من تحتهم فأهلكناهم بذنوبهم وأنشأنا من بعدهم قرنا آخرين.
In English, the equivalent would be, have they not seen how many generations we destroyed before them, which we had established upon the earth as we have not established you? And we sent rain from the sky upon them in showers and made rivers flow beneath them. Then we destroyed them for their sins and brought forth after them a generation of others. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, أَمَرَهُمْ أَن يَعْتَبِرُوا بِالْأُمَمِ السَّالِفَةِ. Allah commanded us and commanded them actually and all of us to take a lesson from the previous nations, from the predecessors. Did they not see how many nations before we sent forth, which we destroyed? أَيْكَمَا تَتَابَعَ إِهْلَاكُنَا لِلْأُمَمِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ وَأَمْهَلْنَاهُمْ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ الْإِهْلَاكِ. Like we destroyed the nations before, and we gave them some respite prior to that. Now this is an interesting fact because, Bismillah, this is something which we share with the Jews and the Christians, you know? They will also admit that nations were destroyed beforehand. We have it in the Bible. We know the people of Jonah, Yunus alayhi salam, the people of Nuh, you know, among others, exactly, among others in the Bible are mentioned. So this is a point of da'wah, really, which we should highlight whenever given the chance to the Christians, that, you know, if the people were righteous as you were claiming, then why did Allah destroy them? And if you looked at the reasons why Allah destroyed them, it was because they were committing shirk. And so we say, Christians, you are committing the very same sin which Allah destroyed people for previously. Except that after the Prophet ﷺ, Allah Azza wa Jalla will not eradicate a nation in this fashion. It becomes our duty as Muslims to give you da'wah and hope that you accept the truth. But on the Day of Judgment, it will be a whole other ordeal. So, you know, make sure you make the right decisions today, for it's too late. نعم بأن مكناهم في الأرض ما لم نمكن ما لم نمكن ما لم نمكن نعم لهؤلاء من الأموال البلين رفاهية. نعم. So Allah even, يعني, He had given those nations before the Quraysh, He made them even more firm upon earth. And Allah is telling them, if nations who were more established than you were destroyed, then what makes you think that you will not be destroyed? You're not stronger than them, you're not more powerful, you're not more established. They were more established and they were destroyed. So be careful.
وأرسلنا السماء عليهم مدرارا وجعلنا الأنهار تجري من تحتهم فينبت لهم بذلك ما شاء الله. So all kinds of vegetation would grow because of the blessings of Allah when He would send the rain from the skies and the rivers from beneath them. من زروع وثمار, different grains and fruits and so on and so forth. يتمتعون بها, they enjoy. ويتناولون منها ما يشتهون, and they consume of it whatever is desirable to them. فَلَمْ يَشْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى نِعَمِهِ. However, they did not thank Allah for His blessings. وَبَلْ أَقْبَلُوا عَلَى الشَّهَوَاتِ. Rather, they followed their desires. وَأَلْهَتْهُمْ أَنْوَاعُ اللَّذَّاتِ. And they were preoccupied with all kinds of entertainment. فَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. So the messengers came to them with the clear signs. فَلَمْ يُصَدِّقُوهَا. They did not believe them. بَلْ رَدُّوهَا. Rather, they rejected it. وَكَذَّبُوهَا. And they denied it and belied it. فَأَهْلَكَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَأَنْشَأَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ. So Allah destroyed them because of their sins and He created another nation after them. فَهَذِهِ سُنَّةُ اللَّهِ وَدَأْبِهِ. So this is the way of Allah. This is the methodology of Allah. فِي الْأُمَمِ السَّابِقِينَ وَاللَّاحِقِينَ. In regards to the previous and the future coming nations. فَاعْتَبِرُوا بِمَنْ قَصَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَبَأَهُمْ. So take heed and take a lesson from those whom Allah Azza wa Jal has narrated upon you their stories. The last ayah, which we will discuss today inshallah, is وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. The English equivalent, more or less, is, and even if we had sent down to you a written scripture on a page, and they touched it with their hands, the disbelievers would say, this is not but obvious magic. Aywa. So then the Shaykh said, هذا إخبار من الله لرسوله عن شدة عناد الكافرين. Allah is telling His Messenger how stubborn the disbelievers are. Huh? And they are pretty stubborn. I invite you to go to my Facebook page, which I don't like really, but it's only a da'wah page, which I don't interact with. So there are no pictures and stuff like that. It's only da'wah. And look at the number of comments your brother has received from the whole Christian nation. Hundreds, in fact, thousands of comments daily from American Christians who come to my page and curse me out in ways you would never even believe. Why? Because of a video clip that someone had made, wherein at the end of a lecture during a Q&A session, someone asked me about saying Merry Christmas. And my answer was what Ibn Qayyim said, that if you congratulate someone by saying Merry Christmas, you're acknowledging and you're congratulating him on his committing of shirk. And that is a greater sin in the sight of Allah than fornication, drinking alcohol, and killing someone. Right now, on a scale of gravity of sin, you have murder, alcohol, fornication, shirk. Which one is the highest and the worst? Shirk. Anyone has any doubt? Does anyone have any doubt? Shirk is the ultimate sin. Sah? So, well, it is forgiven if you repent before you die. But if you, yes, you're right. If you die without repenting, it's the unforgivable sin. So when you say to someone, Merry Christmas, why is he celebrating Christmas? In his mind, Jesus was born on the 25th of December. Jesus is God or the Son of God. So you are telling him, congratulations on this kufr of yours. Because you're approving. Similarly, you're walking by and you see someone trying to break into a car. Huh? He's stealing a car and he drops the screwdriver. You pick it up and say, Faddal. Now, is it a nice thing for you to give someone a screwdriver when he drops it? Yes. But in this context, are you approving and acknowledging and assisting in him breaking into the car and stealing it? Yes. So even though the act on its own is okay, the context of it makes it haram. Saying congratulations to someone, not a bad thing. Being nice to the kuffar, to bring him to Islam, beautiful. But in that very context, you are approving and acknowledging this thing. So that was a shortcut, that was a clear-cut answer based on Kalam Ibn Qayyim. And this is the most probably viral video on YouTube. The Christians, hundreds of Christian forums have this video on their forum. Google it and go see. Crazy Islamic scholar says, Merry Christmas is worse than blah, blah, blah. Huh? Kufr and this is his Facebook page. This is his website. This is his email. Go and wish him a Merry Christmas. And that's exactly what these stupid Christians did. So on minute basis, every minute, a person sends me an email or leaves a comment on a Facebook, Merry Christmas, raghead. Get out of America. We don't want you here. I'm like, I'm in Saudi. But anyways, then I hope that Santa will bring you some pork chops with I don't know what, and you would die with bacon stuffed in your nose. And that... Unbelievable. Wallahi, it's ludicrous. But alhamdulillah, from among the 1,000 comments, one Christian, and this is our target, he said, after reading all the negative, and then we had to retaliate. This video is a bad video, I'll tell you. If I were given the chance, or the option, or the decision, I would never share this with a Christian. Because it's not wise da'wah. This was an answer for a Muslim. I'm trying to explain this to a Muslim who would relate to what I'm saying. You say this to a Christian, say, what? Our Christmas is worse than killing someone? I understand why they don't understand. So I've sent the messages to all these people who uploaded this video, take it down. This video is not helping the da'wah. It's causing more fitna. Some of them responded, some of them did not respond. But anyways, what was I about to say? So one Christian said, after reading all these negative, we quoted the lecture quoting Jesus. I have a lecture called Quoting Jesus, which deals with the concept of Islam about Jesus. So the person said, after reading all these negative comments, I wonder if any one of you took the time to watch the video. Because you're leaving comments on this video, cursing this guy out, and you didn't listen to it. He said, I watched it, and he's been nothing but respectful, great video. So there's one Christian, alhamdulillah, whom Allah gave some intellect. This is one among thousands of, you name it. So this is an example of what? Of how stubborn the Christians are. And no matter how much you try to reason with them and negotiate, they don't. They don't want to reason. And the people who sent me email, I would reply. They will curse me and I'll say, would Jesus do that? You claim that you're following Jesus. Is this the behavior of Jesus? Do you think Jesus will go out of his way to someone who doesn't believe and tell him Merry Christmas and curse him out? Is this the behavior of Jesus? And they have no reply. Then they reply cursing me out even more. Stubborn. Stubborn Christians, man. Go check it out. Allah musta'an.
They thought you are betraying their religion.
Huh?
They thought you want to betray their religion. That's
where
they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
أي بارك الله فيك وأنه ليس تكذيبهم لقصور فيما جئتهم به. The reason why they're lying is not because of any deficiency in what you have brought to them. ولا لجهل منهم بذلك. Nor are they ignorant about any of that. وإنما ذلك ظلم وبغي. They do this out of ظلم, oppression, وبغي, transgression.
لا حيلة لكم فيه. You have no control over that. You have no control over that. They're too happy with their wine, and too happy with their girlfriends, and they're too happy with, you know, the riba and all this for them to become Muslim. It's not about that Islam doesn't make sense, or that they really believe Jesus was God or the Son of God, or they have any evidence for that. It's not about that. It's about the easiest religion in the world is Christianity. Jesus died for your sins, accept Him as Lord and Savior, party all day. Alas, if you want to be a faithful husband, that's good for you. That's just a bonus. In reality, you don't have to. And if they say no, you will not receive salvation unless you are ABC, say then what's the point of Jesus dying for the sins? Now you're like us. Now you have to earn paradise. And you used to make fun of us. You make fun of the Muslims that paradise, you cannot buy paradise from God. Only by the grace of God, blah, blah, blah. God is not a businessman for you to say, well, I made so many good deeds, so give me paradise. But now you're saying the same thing. You're saying that you have to be good to earn paradise. So now you're like Muslims. If you say you don't have to, then we'll go back to the original thing that you just simply want to have fun. And the easiest thing is to say, Jesus already paid for my bill. So I'll eat all I can. It's an open buffet. You're going to pay for the food? No, why? Jesus paid. So that's Christianity. Most of them are like that. Those who are not like that are the ones who usually become Muslim. Those whom Allah guides from among their, you know, educated people and from among the sincere among them, those are the ones who will eventually come to Islam because they know they cannot lie to themselves any longer. But those who want to lie, they lie. Not that Islam doesn't make sense, it's just that it's convenient to remain a Christian, that's all. Now, وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Even if we send down a book, it is an actual physical scripture, and they were able to touch it with their hand. Huh? لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ظُلْمًا وَعُدْوًا. They would say, out of oppression and enmity, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. This is magic. This is nothing but magic. فَأَيِّ بَيْنَةٍ أَعْظَمْ هَذِي الْبَيْنَةِ. What is a greater sign than that? وَهَذَا قَوْلِهِمْ شَنِيعٌ فِيهَا. And this is what they will say regarding that. Even if a book were to come to them, they will say, oh, is this magic? You're tricking us. We don't see this. This is not real. حَيْثُ كَابَرُ الْمَحْسُوسُ الَّذِي لَا يُمْكِنْ مَنْ لَهُ أَدْنَى مِسْكَ مِنْ عَقْلِ دَفْعَ. So they are denying that which is tangible. And anyone who has a grain of brain will know that you cannot deny that what is tangible. It's right in front of you. You have to believe it and accept it. Anyways, with this, inshallah ta'ala, we conclude this dars. So we concluded ayah number 8, صح? Number 7. So next week, inshallah, if we all remain alive and healthy, we will be dealing with ayah number 8. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.